Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
And thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by DestinationDelco.com. From Philly to the Brandywine, that's DestinationDelco.com. And by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here in Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll be returning with my guest, Father Donald Duza, pastor of St. Thomas the Apostle Roman Catholic Church, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
DestinationDelco.com, a new way to experience Delaware County. From Philly to the Brandywine, we have the Crossroads, Riverside, Main Streets, Main Line, and the Brandywine. Five different ways to experience Delaware County. Check us out at DestinationDelco.com. Be sure to listen to Bedford County Speaks, brought to you by DestinationDelco.com. Saturdays at 8:30 a.m., just before Rush, on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
We've interviewed a lot of folks on this program over the past year. I've been doing this, but we've never had an opportunity to visit one of our local clerics. There are many churches in Bedford County. I've chosen to speak to Father Donald Duza because not only is he the pastor of three churches here in Bedford County that are Roman Catholic, but also he is celebrating a very important anniversary. So, Father Duza, thanks a million for doing this. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having it.
This is a very interesting parish that we have here in Bedford because it is one of the oldest in all of western Pennsylvania. And I understand it was actually founded by a priest that's on his way to sainthood. So that's a very interesting twist. Can you tell us a little bit about how the church started here? It goes back 200 years. It's quite a story.
Yes. Prince Golitsyn was a Russian. His family was in the court of the Tsars, and they were diplomats. And
so when did he arrive in this country?
He came in 1795 and into Baltimore and was part of just seeing the country. That was what nobles quite often did with their children, was send them to different places. Well, Prince Golitsyn felt he had a calling to the priesthood, and so he remained. And went to the seminary, the newly founded St. Mary's Seminary in Baltimore. And with that, he was ordained, in 1795. He was, at the time, there was only one diocese in the whole United States, that being Baltimore.
So really? The whole country?
He was in a number of places. Mainly, it was a place called Conewago, which was down east of Gettysburg, southeast of Gettysburg. He was called on a sick call and went up to what we now call Loretto in Cambria County. And there, he decided he liked the area and bought some land up there. It was called McGuire's Settlement. And so he had a church built there. And in 1799, for Christmas 1799, they celebrated the first Mass in that church. What he also did was he would ride on horseback to a number of different churches in this central Pennsylvania area, Ebensburg, Newry, Bedford, Shade Gap, Huntingdon. He was just all over the place, and this would be on horseback. So it was quite a difficult mission that he had, but he seemed to do well with it. And in founded this church in 1816. The building was completed in 1817 here in Bedford. And in 1821, there was a newly ordained priest named Father Thomas Hayden. Father Hayden was a native of Bedford, and he became the pastor here and stayed here for 49 years.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Father Hayden because, as you said, he was a native, but he was a little more than a native. His family was actually fairly prominent here. They owned property, and isn't that so?
His father came from Ireland. He was an immigrant. But what they did, they had a store here in town, and they were merchants, so they became fairly prominent. In fact, where the church is right now, they owned this whole block from here over through the State Farm building and the Moose. They owned that whole area there. And eventually, I guess it got sold, but this is where the current Third Church is right now. So the Hayden family was prominent, yes.
And there's a house down, I guess it's West Pitt Street, that has the Hayden name on it. Is that the same Father Hayden?
Yes, that would have been their family home.
I see.
Correct.
Our guest is Father Donald Duza, pastor of the St. Thomas Apostle Roman Catholic Church. And we're speaking to him here today at the parish headquarters. And Father, ask a little bit about you. You're not a native of Bedford, but you're a native of Western Pennsylvania. Whereabouts?
Yes. I'm from a small town called Vittendale in Cambria County. It was a coal mining town. And I went to Bishop Carroll High School, graduated in 1973. I went to Penn State and got a degree in environmental resource management, graduated in 1977. For a while, I was a park ranger, summer ranger at Raystown Lake for 3 summers, and eventually felt a calling to go into the seminary. Went in the seminary in 1978 and went to the seminary for 5 years, 4.5, and was ordained in 1983 in Altoona. So I've had numerous assignments in the diocese and also had been an Air Force chaplain. I went into the Air Force in 1985 as a chaplain, and I came out in 1991 after I had 5 assignments in 6 years. Not including a temporary assignment with Desert Storm, got sent to a hospital in Germany where I was for 2 months. So as I say, I was active duty for 6 years and then stayed with the reserves. I was finished out as a major in the reserves in 2004.
Let me turn back to the parish itself. This anniversary really celebrates Catholicism in Bedford County. I would like you to maybe explain a little bit about Roman Catholicism generally. They're very much in the minority here in Bedford County, and I think a lot of people who are not Catholic really don't understand what this is about. They see the Vatican on television and that kind of thing, and that's about all they know. So I was wondering maybe if you'd give us a little tutorial on that, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. The word Catholic means universal, and that is where it comes from, that it is the church that has been around for 2,000 years since the founding by Jesus Christ, and it's because of St. Peter going to Rome and being martyred that it's considered Rome to be considered the headquarters or center of the church. But we see that it's spread throughout the world ever since then. And so with that, the Christianity that has grown around it, in so many ways, you look at the word Protestant, it's from the word protest, and what's being protested is the Catholic Church. And so there's always been an animosity there since the 1500s when Martin Luther broke away from the church and started his own sect, I guess you'd say. And since that time, unfortunately, many people have broken away from that church, started their own, and it's split and split into almost 30,000 different denominations
nowadays. Is that so?
And that's unfortunate because of the one Church of Christ. It's not the one Church of Christ, and everybody claims to be, but it's not.
One of the interesting things I read about before coming to speak with you, and I didn't know this, is that even the Mennonite sect was formed by a Catholic priest named Father Menno.
Menno Simmons.
I never knew that.
Yes.
And so it all kind of began here with the Catholic Church, even Father Luther, obviously, was a Catholic priest.
Correct.
And I'm sure there's many, many other examples.
Oh, sure.
Talk to me a little bit about the liturgy. It's quite different from that of people in a Protestant faith.
Well, in the Catholic Mass is what we call the Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Eucharist. So the beginning, we have Old Testament reading, we have a New Testament reading, and the Gospel reading, and then a homily. And then, as it says in the Gospel of John, the Word became flesh, which is what we do in the second part, the Word becoming the liturgy of the Eucharist, where Jesus in John chapter 6 says, "This is my body, this is my blood. Take and eat, take and drink." And that's what we do. We're following the exact words of Jesus. And so it becomes very, as I say, most people would reject that understanding that the body and blood are the actual, but we're following the words of Jesus.
So what separates, I guess, if that's the word I want to use, the Catholic Church from other Christian faiths is this transubstantiation. That's the big thing, isn't
so.
It?
Yeah. Very much so.
And that's what makes Roman Catholics Roman Catholics.
Well, Luther rejected 5 out of the 7 sacraments. Mm-hmm. So it became a very difficult, and people after that kept rejecting all the everything.
Yeah.
So that the only thing left in many churches is just that, preaching.
So could you explain a little bit about the Catholic sacraments that are celebrated in the church? I guess the first one begins with baptism.
We have 7 sacraments, yeah. And sacrament, coming from the Latin sacra, sacra, which means sacred. And with that, there starts with baptism, being the pouring on of water, which or the immersion in water, either one. And it brings a person to new life. Then confirmation is the Holy Spirit being brought upon the person. And that completes the Holy Spirit that was originally put in baptism. Eucharist is something that we do, the Holy Communion. Penance, or confession of sins, that is something that we do. We go then into marriage, or the sacrament of matrimony. The holy orders, which I could say someone like myself receives. And finally, the anointing of the sick, which right. is a sacrament.
Well, you're learning something here, and this is what this program is about. And our guest is Father Donald Duza, pastor of the St. Thomas the Apostle Roman Catholic Church, who this May is going to celebrate their 200th anniversary as a parish. Father Duza, we have a school here as well, and just coincidentally, they are also celebrating an anniversary, the 50th.
Yes.
Are there any other elementary schools, Catholic elementary schools in Bedford County?
No, there aren't. The closest would be either Cumberland or St. Peter's in Somerset, or heading north up into Newark and Altoona. So Bedford County's the only Catholic school here is St. Thomas.
And not all of the students at St. Thomas School are Catholic, is that correct?
No, probably half of them are not Catholic. Yeah.
So that is a testament to the quality of the school.
Well, Catholic education's always been based on the faith and morals in Jesus Christ, and then the discipline that comes from that. So, yeah, a lot of people see a value in having that. And it's always been known for excellence in academics also, so both of those.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the actual celebration of this anniversaries, both of them, both the school and the church. And you may have seen an ad this past week in the paper for the an event we're having about the St. Teresa. So that's another thing that we're going to ask Father Duza about. And during the break, you're going to hear a commercial that was produced for the church to celebrate this event. So stay tuned. We have more as we continue on Bedford County Speaks.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. So often, when you want to buy a car or truck, you're told to make sure you get a good deal. So what is a good deal? Is it just the price of the vehicle, or is it something else? At Thomas Chevrolet, we think that a good deal means everything that's important to us. Things like our multi-generational reputation for honesty and integrity, or the free inspection service you get on your purchase after you roll out of here, or the fact that your car or truck has been checked thoroughly by our factory-trained service department to make sure it's safe. Or that we are a family-owned dealership that feels a responsibility to our customers. That's what a good deal means to us. How about you? The next time you need a car or truck, visit Thomas Chevrolet Subaru first. We'll show you what a good deal really is.
Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car or truck is always worry-free.
This is Trooper Jeff Petucci of the Pennsylvania State Police, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
At the turn of the 19th century, Bedford was a small but growing frontier town in the southwestern Alleghenies. The opening of the West had begun, and along with it were families eager to start a new life. Among them was Demetrius Gallitzin, an unassuming but dynamic Roman Catholic priest whose mission was to evangelize the region for the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Father Gallitzin was eager to form a new church in this bustling town called Bedford. With the assistance of some willing Catholics, in 1816 he established a new parish called St. Thomas the Apostle. The new church on East Street at the end of the borough was small but functional. Years and two more church buildings later, St. Thomas the Apostle would grow to a major moral and community force in Bedford. Next May, St. Thomas the Apostle celebrates 200 years of continuous and faithful service to Bedford County. We hope you will join us in celebrating this significant bicentennial with the parish family. St. Thomas the Apostle, serving Bedford County since 1816. Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned from the parish of St. Thomas the Apostle Roman Catholic Church here in Bedford. So how big is this parish?
We have approximately 450 families, and roughly you would guess about 1,000 people here with that parish. Now that's from infants to people with old age in nursing homes and everything, but approximately 450.
Well, you mentioned something interesting to me. Bedford County is blessed with a lot of churches. I don't think I've ever been placed where they have more churches per square inch than they have here. But you said to me, even though the Catholics are in the minority, this is one of the larger churches.
Yes, it is.
So is it the biggest one in Bedford in terms of population of the church?
I believe so. Yeah. I don't know exactly, but I believe
so. Interesting. So that's why it's the universal church, because Catholics are only going to go to a Roman Catholic church.
Correct.
And there's another parish in Everett.
Correct.
Good. But they're not having their 200th.
Correct.
We like them, but we're not going to talk about them because it's not their 200th. We'll do it when they have one.
They were founded in 1969.
They're new at this.
They got a way to go.
Okay, so let's talk a bit about this school. You have a major event coming up here in the school. You've imported a big play. Tell me about this. This is something.
Well, talk first that they're having 50th anniversary dinner of the school.
Okay.
And that'll be April 16th. And so that's celebrating the 50 years, which it was founded in 1966. Father McConnell started it. And he had brought in the Immaculate Heart of Mary Sisters, the IHMs they're called. They're from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And they were here for a number of years, probably about 15 years. And then the Franciscan Sisters from Scotland came in, and they were here for 7-8 years, best I can tell. And then eventually they returned to Scotland. So what happened after that, then we had the lay teachers. Hasn't been any religious in the school since the late 1980s. But it's been a lay-run school ever since that time.
So beginning with the nuns, of course, back then most Catholic schools had a lot of nuns
course,
and sisters
yes.
when we had a lot of nuns and sisters. And
sure.
In fact, I visited their main campus. I had a radio station one time in Scranton, and there was a big school up there called Marywood, which is run by the IHM, and very, very impressive as you roll into Scranton. I want to remind you that the program today is brought in part by the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, which proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, you can visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. Our guest today is Father Donald Duza, pastor of St. Thomas the Apostle Roman Catholic Church. And so outside of this fantastic anniversary you're going to have at the school, you, of course, have the big one of the parish itself. So what's going to happen there? And you're going to start with a rather large, play, that's going to happen as a result of the school anniversary?
Yes, what we've been trying to do is having an event each month. Back in March, we had Dr. John Bergsma, who was a scripture professor from Franciscan University in Steubenville, come in, and he gave a presentation to whomever wanted to come. This, on Saturday, April 23rd, we're having it's a one-woman play. It's by St. Luke's Productions, and what they do, she comes in and does St. Therese, who is the little flower. She's going to do The Story of a Soul, which is the book that was the autobiography of Therese, and that's going to be on Saturday, April 23rd at 7:30, and that will be in the school hall, and it's free will offering. Please, this is open to everyone who wants to come. As I say, there's no There's no admission fee, but if you want a free will offering for the production, that's fine. So it's open to everyone, as I say.
I think a lot of people get the impression that Catholic saints are people that are constantly looking up in the clouds and not living a real life. And I think this play is going to demonstrate that St. Therese was a
real
person.
Yes, very much. Yeah. Struggles same way, same things that we struggle with, yes.
And, I mean, even St. Thomas the Apostle, his story was pretty real, you know. He doesn't believe anything. So that's where the Doubting Thomas came from. And so these are real people that this came from.
But eventually he believed and even went to India and was martyred. So, yes.
He was martyred in India.
Yes.
See, this is why we have you, to fill us in on these things. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we're going to have, well, two things, actually maybe three things going on. You're going to have a mass the day of the anniversary in May.
Yes.
So what's that going to be?
Well,
and who's coming?
We're having a special mass on May 22nd, and that will be Bishop Mark Barczak will be there. It's going to be at 12 o'clock at the school hall, and he will be the presider. And then 2 o'clock that afternoon, we're going to have a dinner at the Elks, Bedford Elks, and that'll be the big celebration that day.
There's going to be a procession of some kind?
Well, that's on a different day.
Okay.
That'll be May 29th, which is the Feast of Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi, Latin for the body of Christ. And what we're going to do is have a procession, Eucharistic procession, from the church we're currently in, and go down to our original little church on East Street. So there will, after Mass, the 10:30 Mass on the 29th, we will have this procession going down to the original church, and what we have is called benediction, a blessing will happen there, the closing out of this procession. So that'll be May 29th.
So this is all part of the liturgy I was talking about earlier with you.
Yes, correct.
Where these things, I don't want to say rigid, but they're pretty set, aren't they? I mean, you just don't make up the liturgy. You do what every other priest since the beginning of time has done with this stuff.
Pretty much, yes. Universality.
This is not
the church,
it's not a freewheeling deal.
Right.
And that is what we're going to see during this procession. We're going to see things that you do that every other priest would have done in a situation like this.
Yes.
Whether it be an anniversary or whatever. What happens during the procession? What are you actually going to do with that?
We have the Blessed Sacrament, which is, we believe, is the body of Jesus, and we'll take it through the Penn Street down to East Street and then up into our church, and then have the final blessing. It's called a liturgy of adoration that we have, and then a final blessing for all the people who want to go on that procession. So that will only take about half hour at most.
Right.
But it will be something I don't know I've never done it in the 13 years I've been here. And I
don't know
if anyone else did it previous.
Our guest is Father Donald Duza, pastor of the St. Thomas Apostle Roman Catholic Church. And you obviously say Mass three times a weekend here, I guess the Saturday afternoon Mass and then the two on Sunday. And you obviously are the person who's in charge of the school. You have committees here? Things like that? Are the laity involved?
I mean, sure, sure.
And they have things that they do as a support to the church?
Oh, yeah. Number of, we have a school board that does the governing of the school, and they meet once a month and are involved. We have a finance council that meets a number of times a year to make sure expenditures are going well, et cetera.
Right.
And we have a youth group that has been started this past year, and it seems to be functioning well. Choirs, we have a children's choir and an adult choir, both of these. We have a number of people that are involved in lecturing and Eucharistic ministering during Mass. We have a number of outreach type of things that we're involved in. People that are involved in the community dinner here that happens at the Lutheran Church once a month.
Mm-hmm.
They do the help of the feeding, et cetera, with that. And, there's a St. Vincent de Paul Society, which is following the example of St. Vincent de Paul, a French priest who whose main thing was charity to the poor. And so Vincent de Paul does a lot of very good charitable work here. Quietly, they do it quietly. It's not part of being, but they do a lot of very good charitable work.
One of the things that I saw firsthand here was when all of the buses got stuck on the turnpike. Several of the buses had people, and they were returning from the March for Life. And your parish put them up in the school, didn't you? And
yes, that was in January this year. And, we put up four busloads of people from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Lincoln, Nebraska, and they slept in our school hall overnight, just something to get out of the weather, being stuck on the turnpike. So they greatly appreciated it. Yes, things that we try to help the community with, especially the firemen.
There's one final thing I want to cover. We just have a few minutes left here, and I didn't want to leave this conversation without doing this. Again, to try to clarify Catholicism, a lot of folks don't understand the hierarchy. How does it work? We have the Vatican, we have a little cadre of people around the Pope, and then there's, then what? Then what happens?
Okay.
As it comes down to Father Ducet.
Yeah. You have the basic three orders of the Church in ordination. You have the bishop, the priest, and the deacon. And the Pope is actually a bishop. He's a bishop of Rome, but he's the bishop of the whole world. And his name, Pope, comes from the Latin word papa, meaning father. So he's the Holy Father. And so with that, we see that is what he does. And then the Vatican would be the office. The Vatican was actually a hill in Rome at the time. And so that section of Rome, 2,000 years ago, was a hill leveled. And everyone's familiar with St. Peter's Basilica there, where you see the big church. But there's over 400 churches in Rome. So he is, in a sense, he's in charge of everything, but he delegates it off, of course, in order to do that. So you have bishops that are named in each and every area of the world. Here in the United States, we have numerous dioceses. And we have Altoona Johnstown that we're part of. It's an 8-county area that Bedford, on up to Lock Haven, that whole area is part of this diocese. And the bishop's in charge of it. So underneath the bishop, you have the priests, who are the pastors of the parishes, and deacons, who, diakonos was a Greek word for service, they're involved in doing numerous things in the parish. So you have that, and you have the different councils in the church that help carry out the mission of the church.
And deacons are ordained as well, are they not?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So they go through a similar, but not as complete process as you did, but
correct.
They go through a similar process.
Correct.
Is there a bishop of the United States?
No, there's not.
It doesn't work that way.
No, there's each and every geographical area. As I say, there's 8 in Pennsylvania, so there's probably, I'm guessing, 300 dioceses in the United States. I'm not sure, but there's not a bishop of the United States.
So an archdiocese is just a big diocese?
It's a diocese from which other dioceses were formed. We're part of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, which Philadelphia was founded in 1808. And we came out of that. Pittsburgh was formed in 1843, and we came out of Pittsburgh in 1901. So, in a sense,
Bedford was originally part of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia.
Yes, correct.
Interesting.
Correct.
Well, I could talk to you all day about this, but we're out of time. But I've enjoyed speaking to you very much. And did I miss anything?
No, probably, but I'll have to do it another time.
Father Diz is tough, man. He never lets you up. Okay, well, thank you very much. And I really appreciate your taking the time to talk to us about all this.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a lot of fun. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by DestinationDelco.com. From Philadelphia to the Brandywine, that's DestinationDelco.com. And by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks.
Listen each Saturday, beginning at 8:30, to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.